why don't we give that unto the Lord? He alone is worthy. Lift up his name, magnify him. Amen, amen, amen. What a time that we have had, and it's not over yet. It doesn't even matter if the fat lady is singing. It's not over till Jesus says it's over. Amen. Again, we thank all the sponsors of ARC. Oh, Lord, it's going to be a good time tonight. For allowing us to come. We have been treated in first class fashion. So we thank the Alabama District. It's good to be here at Bishop Lewis, District Board, all the dignitaries that have to do with that. What a privilege it's been to share the pulpit with Brother Godwin, Brother Clark, and Bishop Cornwell and Weir. Appreciate them. And thank you for being so attentive and responsive to the word of the Lord. Amen. Once you give yourself a hand, you guys have been great this week. Let me preach to you just for a little while. Out of the book of Zechariah chapter 14, I would like to read two verses of scripture from that passage in your hearing. And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. And it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. I want to talk to you about the evening time. Just for a little bit. Look at somebody and tell them it's evening time. Thank you. You may be seated. It's evening time. Jesus has his disciples, and they are passing by. And as they did, he saw a blind man, which was reportedly blind from his mother's womb. And the disciples wanted to know, why is this man blind? Who did sin? Who created an error? Who crossed over the line that this man might be blind? And Jesus said, no, you've got it wrong. But this man is blind so that the glory of God. Neither has he sinned, nor his parents have sinned, but it's that the glory of God might be made manifest. Then he makes another statement. He says this, I must work the work of him that sent me. Then he said, while it is day. Then he said, for the night cometh when no man can work. So Jesus acknowledges that there is a period of time called evening. The night or the darkness is coming, but it is not here. It is nigh, but not yet. The stage is set. The sun is going down. The twilight is descending. It's evening time. And it's a good time. Amen. Evening time is the time between the eaves or between the tides. It is marked by the ending of one thing and the beginning of another. Evening time is characterized by one thing dying out and another thing coming in. It is a time of transition. It is a time when God's about ready to do a new and wonderful thing. It's evening time. Today we are living in a traumatic time of chaos. But we are not ignorant of where we are living. We're living in the day that the Bible has already foretold. Reading your paper is like opening up the scripture. Wars and rumors of wars. Earthquake in diverse places. Kingdom against kingdom. Nation against nation. Oh, are you hearing what I'm preaching to you right now? We're living in the last days. In the last days, men shall be lovers of themselves more than lovers of God, heaping to themselves teachers, having itching ears. Are you hearing what I'm preaching? We are living in the last days. But Jesus said, don't worry about it. It's just evening time. Evening, the transitional time. And God has poised our generation to be the evening time generation. Oh my God. Some of you don't even know how to get excited. It's because you don't understand what happens in the evening time. Let me help you understand by bringing to your remembrance. It is between times, it is transitional times that God does his greatest work. It is in the darkest hours that God shows up, breaks in, and shows out. It's when your back is against the wall and they say it can't happen. It's when the Holy Ghost says it can happen. It's when all odds are against you and it looks like there's no way out. But God will make a way where there seems to be no way. It's evening time. It's evening time. Such was the time that catapulted the personage of the man by the name of Moses. The promissory patriarchal time that God was dealing Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is now fading off the scene. And now the law is swiftly coming. Are you hearing to him? I'm preaching to you. It is a transitional time in the kingdom. It's evening time. It is here that Moses shows up in the evening time. And it is marked by great deliverance. It is marked by signs and wonders. It is marked by the powerful move of God. Such is the characteristics of the evening time. I preach to you in Alabama, we are poised, we are positioned, we are set to see the greatest revival that the church of the living God has ever seen, because we are living in the evening. Oh my God. Moses shows up ill-equipped. What are you saying? It seemingly with the eye, ill-equipped. He takes on Pharaoh, who is thought to be a god. He takes on a man that has armies, footmen, chariots, horses, and he shows up with a stick. He walks into Pharaoh's and say, hey, God told me to come and tell you that the children of Israel, we're about to bounce up out of here. Let us go. He said, who is the Lord? I don't know. He said, you may not know him now, but you will know him. We need to tell the voices of our day, let us go. You need to tell the devil, get your hands off of me. This is not your day. This is my day. Your day is coming. It's not here yet. It's still evening time. It may be late in the day, but the day is not done. He shows up with a stick. Oh, and by the way, a name. I said, by the way, a stick and a name. You're not hearing what I'm preaching. You said, Brother Emery, I can't have revival. I don't have a choir. You don't need a choir. You need a name. I don't have a staff. You don't need a staff. You need a name. There is a name that's above every name. That at the name of Jesus, come on and help me preach. Some men trust in horses, some men trust in chariots, but I will remember the name of the Lord our God. God has given you and your church everything you need to have revival. All you got to do is get to going with the baby. It's the evening time and things are beginning to happen. Elijah looms on the scene unheralded. No pedigree. Out of nowhere, it seems, this wild, long-haired, camel-cladded, grasshopper-eating prophet. Wild locust and honey. I mean, strange individual. But that's what happens in the evening time. All of a sudden, people you never heard of start rising up out of nowhere. You're not hearing what I'm preaching to you yet. You see, in the evening time, God doesn't care about superstars. He's just looking for somebody that would make him the bright and morning star. Nobody is from nowhere will start rising. Oh, you're not here. Nobody is from nowhere with no name will all of a sudden begin to be soul winners. No name, nobody. You know why? Because it's evening time. Come on, come on. Daniel said that in the last days that they that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Is that you? The last days will be characterized not by superstars, not by one man band, but it'll be characterized by a host, an army of individuals who are rising up and said, this is my day, and I'm going to seize the moment. I will not be a pew dweller. I will not just sit in church and watch my world go to hell. I'm going to reach somebody for the cause of Christ. It's evening time. From obscurity he comes. It's showdown time. Oh, we're going to have a showdown. You can just bet on it. It's going to be showdown in just a little while. And don't worry. I know this folks changing sides and it looks like we're not going to win. But no, you see, we're like the Sackett boys. If you kill me, there's another coming just like me. And if you mess with one Sackett, you got to mess with the whole clan. If the devil stops me, there's a brother Godwin right behind. You're not hearing what I'm saying. There's going to be a showdown. And it says that the hearts of the children were drifted away. They were worshiping Baal and going to the prophets of Baal. And then the prophetic ministry of the evening time shows up. And Elijah said, it's showdown time. Let the God that answers by fire, let him be God. So he allowed the prophets of Baal to cry. From the morning until about the time of the... Y'all not going to help me early on. I said from the morning till about the time of the... Then he dug a trench. Kill some bulls. Dump some water. And call on a name. Go ahead and call on Allah. Go ahead. You know, I don't care. Let me tell you something. I got news for you. We do not all serve the same God. I know I'm going to get in trouble. We do not all believe the same way. I don't worship Allah. I don't worship Buddha. I don't worship Muhammad. We're not all going the same way. Oh, no. There's going to be a showdown. Who the true worshipers are. You better make sure you're on the right side of the line, because when the dust settles and the gun smoke lifts, we'll still be standing right here. Woo! It's time to hold on. It ain't time to backslide. It ain't time to compromise. It ain't time to water it down. It's time to dig your heels in and preach this one God, Jesus name, apostolic, tongue talking, born again, holiness. Come on and help me preach this out. Quit watering it down. Preach it straight. Mix it with love. Mix it with grace. Mix it with anointing. Mix it with compassion. Mix it with conviction, but preach it straight. Quit telling people what they want to hear and tell them what they need to hear. And in the evening time, fire falls. In the evening time, there is a revelation, a mass revelation of who the one true God really is. And the people begin to say, "The Lord, He is God." You better hear me. From New York to Florida, they'll be saying, "The Lord, He is God." From California to New... Don't you understand that our God is the Lord? Don't you understand that there is no other like Him? Don't you understand? Come on, come on, come on. Rain began to fall. Symbol, perhaps one of the greatest end time ministries began in the evening time. Zechariah goes into the temple. He's been in there a long time. He finally comes out and he is speechless. "What's wrong, Zach?" "Can't tell you." He starts to write down. "I was in the temple and I saw angels in there." The evening time will be characteristically marked by the ministrations. Oh, I know you don't believe this stuff. Of the angels of God. I know you don't believe that. I know. I know it sounds like a fairy tale. And then the greatest end time, evening time ministry was that of Jesus Christ. Amen. Because the law was ending. Oh, come on and help me. And the Spirit of the Lord was coming. And He stood in the middle, in the transition of it, and proclaimed the kingdom of God is at hand. The night is coming. The darkness is encroaching upon us. Chaos and confusion is, can I say it like I want to? Ever-whores. But that sets the church up. Because the darker the world looks, the brighter the church gets. And the other thing, what shall we do? Hold on. Because when God shakes the earth, He also shakes the heavens. It is no coincidence that 2,000 years ago this year, the week before Azusa, there was a massive earthquake in San Francisco, California, and they called it the Great Quake, and it shook the earth. The very next week in Los Angeles, there was a spiritual earthquake. What are you trying to say? We're hearing about earthquakes in the earth, tidal waves in the earth, signs in the heavens above and in the earth beneath. I say pour it on. Because as soon as God quits shaking the earth and waking up everybody, then he's going to open. Oh, my. You're not hearing what I'm preaching. You ought to tell God, shake my home. Shake my world. Shake my church. Shake my children. Come on, come on. Elvis ought to be in the house until it all shook up. Because when God gets through shaking the earth, then he's going to shake the heavens. And everything that can be removed shall be removed. But everything that's holding on is going to stay. It's the evening time. David said, when he was running from Absalom, hiding in caves, he said, let my prayer be unto thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Why? That's what Zechariah was doing in the temple. He was ministering the evening sacrifice. You see, the morning sacrifice was for sin. A burnt offering, a trespass offering, a sin offering. But the evening sacrifice was an oblation of relationship. You didn't hear what I'm saying. I said the evening sacrifice was one of an oblation for relationship. David said, let the lifting up my hands be as a relationship thing to you. Don't forget me in the time of my trouble. Oh God, I wish somebody help me preach today. We know how to offer the sin offering, but do you know how to raise your hands in the evening time and say, Jesus, let me draw closer to you? Such will characterize the time of the evening sacrifice. Do you understand that Jesus fed the 5,000? And Luke said, and when evening was come. Do you understand that the Bible says, and when the sun was setting, they brought the disease and those that were sick, and he healed them all. As a matter of fact, Jesus did the greatest and the most of his miracles in a twilight setting. The demoniac of Gadaras was delivered in the evening time. The man sitting at the gate beautiful received his legs strengthened at the ninth hour in the evening time. Things that will not happen in any other time will happen in the evening time. Why? Because the evening time is a God time. For Jesus said, the night cometh where no man can work. It didn't say no one, it said no man. Oh, God, help me. He said, it's going to be a time when the works of man will fail. It's going to be a time when the human ingenuity of the flesh won't be able to bring about the revival we're looking for. He said, it's a time when no man can work, but it's not a time when God cannot work. I wish somebody help me preach today. It's a time when no man can work, but it is a sovereign time of the Holy Ghost working. The end day revival, the end time revival will be marked by a move of the Holy Ghost. I'm sorry, you won't be able to control this. You can control what man can do. You can control what a board can do. You can control what a committee can do. You're not hearing what I'm saying. You can control what an organization can do. But in the last days, when the night is coming, it's a time when no man can work. But God is going to be about his business. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is going to move with us, or it's going to move without us. But I have made up my mind, it's going to move with me, because I'm going to move with it. If God, come on and help me preach. So we've got to broaden our horizons. We've got to break our paradigms. We've got to quit looking through the narrow window of revival and say, God, wherever you're moving is where I want to move. Wherever you're working is where I want to work. Because it's the evening time and no man can work. It's evening time when human programs are going to fail. It's a murky twilight time. Can't hardly see your way. Easy to get lost. So what do you do when you can't see? My sheep know my voice. And when they cannot see my face, y'all not gonna help me preach, but it's all right. When they cannot see my face, they still know how to follow my voice. I wish somebody help me preach in here today. You got to understand, in the evening time when you may not be able to see where you're going, you can always hear the master says, walk right over here, step by step. You're not hearing what I'm preaching. David said, thy word, O Lord, is a lamp unto my feet. Just enough light to get me to go. Come on. Just enough light to keep me on the pathway. It's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. I may not be able to see 100 yards, but I can see one more step in front of me. I may not be able to see tomorrow, but I can see how to make it through today. It's evening time, and no man can work, but the Spirit is going to do its work. I'm sorry to inform you, those of us that have to control everything, you won't be able to control this. You won't be able to legislate it. You won't be able to committee it. It's going to happen when you don't want it to happen. It's going to happen where you don't think it's going to happen. It's going to happen anyhow, and you won't be able to stop it. You're not hearing what I'm preaching to you. What stopped Azusa? The works of man. They wanted to organize it. They wanted to care. You're not hearing what I'm preaching? They wanted to organize it and categorize it and put it in compartments. And God said, if you want your hands on it, I'll take my hands off of it. But in the evening time, you see, that was in the morning. And the light was shining. We could see how to do things. But in the evening time, when the darkness is settling and we can't see, you won't be able to see how to put your hands on it. You're not hearing what I'm preaching. Oh yeah, hoochie mama's going to start coming in your door. You won't be able to do anything about it. Crackheads are going to start walking in your, oh yeah, right into your little lily white church. Right in the middle of your little lily white church. Crackheads, gangbangers, hip hoppers. And before you can get them out, they're going to get the Holy Ghost. You ain't going to even know what to do with them. It's evening time. God's going to talk to to people that we don't want to talk to. God's going to knock on doors that we don't want to knock. God's going to get in avenues that we don't want to get. God's going to walk in neighborhoods that we're scared of. It's evening time, and no man can work, but the Spirit is doing this thing. I talked to you about my pastor today. I'm telling you, I am so thankful that he didn't send me to a little black church on the other side of town. I'm going to say it again. I am so glad that he didn't tell me, maybe you will feel more comfortable if you go to the black. No. It's not that they're going to feel more comfortable. You're going to feel more comfortable. Come on, just nod your head. Uh-huh. Don't worry about me, honey. I'm all right. Come on. Oh, no, they're going to bust up our little party. They're going to bust up our little clean church party. You're going to have to get your hands dirty, because in the evening time, drug addicts and, come on, homosexuals, everything going to say, where it's dark, there's only one thing I can see. That's a city sitting on a hill. It's the church. The church is going to shine so bright in the evening time. It's going to be the only place they can see. I'm so glad that Yugoslavian white man didn't say, get your Afro wearing. There's a PAW church across the town. He saw through the veneer. He set me down at his table. He treated me like one of his sons. He loved, you're not hearing what I'm preaching. You're not hearing what I'm preaching. The guy that walks in your door could be another G.T. Haywood if you just look beyond the external. Oh, God, have mercy. You might be turning away an Apostle Paul. You're not hearing what I'm preaching. You don't know what God sends to your door. You can't tell what a man is going to turn out to be just by looking at what he comes in. Come on now. If my pastor would have looked at me just coming in, he told me, I didn't think you'd amount to anything, but look at me now. He loved me. He pastored me. He nurtured me. Come on. It's evening time. There are other Sam Emery's out there. There are other Greg Godwin's out there. Somebody's got to let him in. Somebody's got to love him. Somebody's got to feed him. Somebody's got to... A lot of that started here. Why don't we make it end right here? I said a lot of that started here. Why don't we make it end right here? Whosoever will, let them come. I don't care what color they are. I don't care what race they are. I don't care what nationality they are. If you're hungry, come. If you're thirsty, come. If you're broken, come. If you're wounded, come. It's evening time. 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 Brother Lewis, there was a little black PAW church right across town, 5 minutes from my house. When I got up from that altar, that man looked at me, he embraced me. Sam, you can make it. He loved me like a son. Are you hearing me? He loved my children. Sitting on his deathbed, I did everything I could do not to cry in front of him. But today I stand to you with the greatest loss. I've lost my mother. I've lost my father. I've lost a son. I've lost a great grandbaby. But the greatest loss was that old bow-legged, rude, white man that loved me anyway, that would not allow me to fail, that would not let me walk out. Brother Cornwell, he refused to let us play the race card. You're not hearing what I'm saying. He refused to let us play the race card. You didn't get what I'm saying. He didn't make any difference between me and somebody else. He treated me. You want to know how to win a black man? Treat him like you treat your own kids. You want to learn how to win an Oriental? Treat them like you treat your own children. You want to know how to win a Mexican? Treat them like you're not hearing what I'm preaching. Feed them from the same table. Burp them over your shoulder. Love them and they will love you and they will. You're not hearing what I'm preaching. I wouldn't give you anything in this world for the experience I had. My pastor is a great man of God. You may have never heard his name, but it doesn't make any difference. He was the greatest thing in this world to me. I am the man I am now because that old man prayed for me. Took me in his office and spanked me like he'd spank anybody else. He didn't tiptoe around me just because my skin was a different color. He beat me like he beat the other ones. He corrected me like he corrected everybody else. We're not going to have this in the church. No, no, no. This ain't, you know. You're not hearing what I'm preaching. We're not going to have, no. We don't play race cards. It's not black and white. It's one church, one God, one faith, one Lord, one baptism. There is no black church. There is no white church. There is no brown church. There is one church. One body, one spirit, one God. Somebody shout, yes! It's evening time! So, Brother Emery, what are you saying? What are you saying? Brother Sutton, the greatest end time prophetical scripture is not in a book of eschatology at all. It's not in the book of Daniel. It's not in the book of Ezekiel. It's not in the book of Revelation. It's not in the book that's even known to be eschatological at all. It's in the book of Acts. For he said, in the last days, saith God. Now listen. You can go ahead and major on the earthquakes and the tidal waves and the wars and rumors of wars and the mark of the beast and the Antichrist if that's what you like. I just look at that to know that this scripture, if that's happening, this is going to happen. In the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit. No man can work. God have mercy. It's evening time and no man can work. But God said, I will pour out of my spirit on all. Now wait a minute. Let me make this last point and I'm done. God never displays his power without purpose. God never showcases himself as if he is a proud, egotistical, arrogant human being. God never does things indiscriminately and without purpose. So I looked at the scripture again, and I looked at it again, and I looked at it again, and I looked at it again. Brother Godwin, is he saying that he's going to pour out of his spirit on all flesh just indiscriminately? I don't think so. God doesn't do that. It's never been the way of God. He's either had a man or a place or a time or a season. He just doesn't just do things. He is not the author of confusion. So Brother Cornwell, what is he saying? Maybe he's saying in the last days, I'm going to pour out of my spirit in those places where all flesh is represented. You're not getting what I'm preaching yet. God says, I'm going to look around, and when I find a church that represents all flesh, I'm going to pour my spirit out there. Oh, I'm going to make you real mad right now. He says, I'm going to step over the all black churches. I'm going to step over all the all white churches. I'm going to step over all the brown churches. And I'm going to look for a church that has all flesh. Why? Because the word all flesh means all tongues, all nations, all languages, and all people. You show me a church where there's black men and white men and brown men and orientals, I'll show you a place. You're not hearing what I'm preaching. Why are we feeling what we're feeling in the Alabama Revival Conference? Look around. Because there's blacks and there's whites and there's Hispanics and there's Orientals. And we're all worshiping. God said, wait a minute. Come on. Open up the windows of heaven and pour it out. I will pour out of my spirit. We're all flesh. It's evening time. It's miracle time. It's evening time. It's signs and wonders. It's evening time. It's revelation. It's evening time. It's deliverance. It's evening time. And God is pouring out of his spirit. Lift your hands. Come on, come on. Don't look at me. Look at him. Tell him, open the windows of heaven. Let it rain. Come on, come on. Open the floodgates. Let it rain. Come on, come on, come on. Open the floodgates of heaven.